The Supreme Court hears arguments today concerning the Children's Internet Protection Act. That's the latest attempt by Congress to restrict access to explicit material online. The law requires libraries that get federal funding for technology to use internet filtering software to keep explicit material out of public libraries. A lower court struck down the law, saying that filtering programs are blunt instruments that often screen out First Amendment-protected speech. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The basic question at the heart of this case is this: can technology be trusted to do a job that people find pretty difficult? Authors of the law say filtering programs can and should be trusted to identify and block the vast amount of explicit material available online. But Emily Sheketoff of the American Library Association says proceedings in the lower court showed just the opposite is true.
Every expert who testified in Philadelphia, both the government's experts and our experts, agreed that filtering does not work completely.
The ALA and other groups say that filtering programs do block porn, but they also block lots of other stuff, treating some adult websites and health education information equally. Sheketoff says forcing libraries to spend money on this approach takes funds away from a better tool.
We want to protect children, but we want to protect them effectively, and that's by spending federal dollars and other dollars on education. Wasting money on this technology, which does not protect children, we think is misguided.
The companies that make these filters concede their products are not perfect. But David Burt of filter maker N2H2 says tests show the latest software is pretty sophisticated and makes few errors.
They block on average about 1% of health sites by mistake. And that's pretty consistent with what we found in other testing as well, is that the filters tend to block 90% plus or more of pornography sites, and then they block less than 1% of innocent sites.
The federal government says it has a compelling interest in protecting kids from porn they might access in the library, accidentally or on purpose, so the government argues that error rate is close enough. What's more, supporters of the law say they're just applying a basic condition on the federal money that many libraries use to buy computers and internet access. Bruce Taylor of the National Law Center for Children and Families says libraries can still adjust the filters according to community standards.
So I think the money would pour in to the libraries if they would cooperate, and this bill doesn't ask them any more to do than to keep illegal material out of the library internet terminals with a filter that could do that if they configured it correctly.
The law's authors may have brought this court challenge on themselves by requiring that filters be used on all library computer terminals, whether used by adults or kids. The lower court that threw out the law said libraries have less restrictive ways of protecting children, like internet use policies that prohibit patrons from looking at dirty pictures. And the ALA's Emily Sheketoff says the law discriminates in other ways.
People who can't afford the internet at home are forced to get censored information, and that's unfair. So the federal government would be creating a larger digital divide.
The law's supporters say libraries that object to filters can just reject federal subsidies, but that's not an appealing option when many libraries are closing early because of budget cuts. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.